Copenhagen. Expensive, beautiful, and worth the walk. Further from the ship than most ports, more expensive than most cities, and still one of the best days ashore on any Northern European itinerary. Copenhagen is not the easiest port to get in and out of quickly. The cruise terminal sits at a noticeable distance from the city center, which means you cannot simply step off the gangway and start walking. But once you factor in the transit time and commit to the trip, you are rewarded with one of the most pleasant and well-organized cities in Europe, ranked in 2025 as the world's most livable city on the Global Livability Index. For crews spending weeks at a time in the condensed world of a ship, a few hours in Copenhagen has a way of feeling genuinely restorative. Getting into the city. Depending on which terminal your ship docks at, getting to the city center requires a bus, a train, or the shuttle service provided by the cruise line. It is worth checking in advance which option is running on your port day and whether the shuttle drops you near a convenient point. Most options will bring you into or close to the central areas of the city, with the harbor district of Nyhavn being a natural first stop for many crew. The journey is not long, but it does require planning in a way that some other ports do not. Budget the transit time into your day, rather than discovering at the last minute that getting back to the ship takes longer than expected. A note on prices. For crew accustomed to the tax-free environment of a ship, Copenhagen will feel expensive. Denmark consistently ranks among the highest cost of living countries in Europe, and prices for food, coffee, and shopping reflect that. A sit-down meal, a round of drinks, or a day of casual shopping adds up faster than in most Mediterranean ports. That said, this is not a reason to skip the city. It is a reason to be prepared. A coffee and a walk cost the same as it would anywhere. It is the extras that accumulate. Budget accordingly, and the city more than justifies the spend. One practical detail. Denmark is a member of the European Union, but uses its own currency, the Danish krone, not the euro. If you are paying cash, make sure you have the right currency. Card payment is widely accepted and often preferred. Denmark is one of the most cashless societies in Europe, but it is worth being aware of the distinction before you arrive. What crew tend to do in Copenhagen? Stock up on supplies. Copenhagen has a solid range of supermarkets and convenience stores, and for crew who want to bring something back to the ship, snacks, particular foods, anything the ship store does not carry, this is a reliable port for it. Find a coffee shop and stay a while. Danish coffee culture is genuinely distinct. The cafes have a particular atmosphere that is difficult to describe accurately without experiencing it. The Danish word hygge gets used constantly in descriptions of the country, roughly translating to coziness or a sense of comfortable togetherness, and the coffee shops embody it in a way that feels authentically local rather than designed for tourists. Most have Wi-Fi, and nobody will look twice if you spend an hour or two at a table. Walk and explore. Copenhagen is a walkable, bikeable city with a coherent layout and good signage. Once you are in the center, moving between the main areas on foot is straightforward and pleasant. The city is clean, orderly, and easy to navigate, even without local knowledge. Visit Tivoli if the hours allow. If your ship has a longer port stay and the timing works out, Tivoli Gardens is worth the visit. One of the oldest amusement parks in the world, it sits right in the center of Copenhagen near the main train station. The entry fee is modest, and the grounds, the rides, the gardens, the general atmosphere are more charming than the concept of an amusement park might suggest. It is reportedly one of the inspirations Walt Disney drew on when designing Disneyland. Whether or not that story is entirely accurate, the place has a quality to it that earns the visit. A word on Danish culture. Danes are friendly and helpful. If you ask for directions or assistance, you will almost certainly receive it without any friction. But Danish social culture operates on a different register from what crew might be accustomed to in southern European ports. Personal space matters more. Physical contact between strangers is not customary, and getting very close to someone while talking to them is considered intrusive, rather than warm. This is not a criticism, it is simply a cultural norm worth knowing before you arrive, so that a moment of accidental boundary crossing does not become an awkward misunderstanding. Keep a respectful distance in social interactions, and you will find Danes to be among the more genuinely pleasant people you encounter in any European port. Attractions worth your time. Nyhavn, the first stop for most visitors, and deservedly so. Nyhavn is a 17th century harbor district lined with brightly colored townhouses, old wooden ships, and a stretch of waterfront restaurants and bars. It is the most photographed corner of Copenhagen, and the photos do not exaggerate how vivid the colors are. Hans Christian Andersen, the author of The Little Mermaid, among others, lived here for parts of his life. Canal tours depart from Nyhavn if you want to see the city from the water. Tivoli Gardens. Open since 1843 and located in the city center, Tivoli is one of the oldest operating amusement parks in the world. Even without riding anything, the gardens, the architecture, and the overall atmosphere make it worth entering. Particularly good in the evening when it is lit up, though port hours may or may not allow for that. Stroet. One of the longest pedestrian shopping streets in Europe, Stroet runs through the heart of the city and contains everything from high-end fashion brands to more accessible retail and local shops. If shopping is on your list, this is the place to spend the time. Rosenborg Castle. A Renaissance castle built in the early 17th century by King Christian IV. Rosenborg sits in the middle of the King's Garden and houses the Danish crown jewels and royal regalia in its basement treasury. The building itself is striking, and the surrounding park is one of the nicer green spaces in the city for a quiet walk. The Round Tower, Rundetårn, a 17th century observatory in the city center, accessible via a wide spiraling ramp rather than stairs. The observation level at the top offers a solid panoramic view of Copenhagen's rooftops and spires, centrally located and easy to include as part of a walking route through the old town. Christiania, Copenhagen's unconventional self-proclaimed autonomous neighborhood, established in the 1970s on a former military site in Christianshavn. It has its own internal culture, communal architecture, organic cafes, and an open-air stage that hosts free Sunday concerts during summer. It is open to the public and walkable, though photography is not permitted on the main street. Worth visiting with some awareness of what it is. Recreational cannabis is sold openly there, but it is not legal in Denmark, and Christiania is not exempt from Danish law. Amalienborg Palace, the official residence of the Danish royal family. Amalienborg is a complex of four nearly identical Rococo-style palaces arranged around an octagonal courtyard. The changing of the guard ceremony takes place here daily and is one of the better free things to see in the city. A museum inside one of the palaces is open to visitors. The Little Mermaid. The bronze statue on the waterfront at Langeliney is one of the most famous landmarks in Denmark, based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale. It is worth knowing in advance that the statue is notably small. A common reaction among first-time visitors is surprise at how modest it is in person compared to its reputation. The walk along Langeliney to reach it is pleasant regardless, and the harbor views justify the detour even if the statue itself does not. Torvehallerne Food Market. A modern covered food market near Nyrøport Station with two large glass halls and over 60 permanent stalls. Fresh produce, prepared food, coffee, pastries, wine, and a range of international and Danish food options. A good place to eat well, for a reasonable amount, at least by Copenhagen standards. Worth coming back to. Copenhagen is not always a port that crew fall in love with on the first visit. The distance from the terminal, the prices, and the slightly cooler social temperature compared to warmer weather ports can make it feel like more effort than the result warrants, particularly if the weather is gray, which it can be. But the city rewards repeated visits and patient exploration. It is consistently well-run, genuinely beautiful in its own understatement way, and full of things that are better on a second look than they appeared at first. If you get the chance, go. And if you have been before and were not certain about it, go again. Copenhagen ranked as the world's most livable city in 2025. That designation is easier to understand after a day ashore than it is to explain before one.